feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shandi. This is the Sakar Murli of 14th April 2021. We are going to revise it in 12 parts. Part 1, first paragraph, introversion. Each and every effort making child, first of all, definitely has to adopt the stage of introversion. A lot of benefit, kalyan, is merged in introversion. It's only by having this stage that you can be unshakable, constant, patient, humble, and divine, imbibe divine virtues and achieve a completely knowledgeful stage. When you are not introverted, you cannot achieve a completely knowledgeful stage, Gyan Swarup Stiti. This is because if you don't imbibe the elevated versions, Mahavakya, that you hear, personality, and you don't go into their depths, but just repeat the elevated versions you hear, then those elevated versions are simple versions. They are not Mahavakya, but just Vakya. If the elevated versions are not heard in knowledgeful stage, then Maya's shadow is cast on those elevated versions. When you simply repeat the elevated versions you hear, they are influenced by the impure vibrations of Maya. And then, instead of you and others benefiting from them, a kalyan, loss is experienced. Hence, O children, become completely introverted. Ekdam antar mukhi. There are two methods of listening to Murli. One is listening from mind. Another is listening from heart. When you listen from mind, when you are hearing from mind, you are trying to memorize things. You are trying to remember things. And memory is not knowledge. Baba is saying, if you listen to Mahavakya and you just repeat them like a parrot, then those elevated versions don't remain elevated versions, they become ordinary versions because Maya's shadow is cast upon them. And because of this Maya's shadow, the Mahavakya get filled with Maya's impure vibrations. And then these Mahavakyas, these elevated versions, don't remain Mahavakya. They turn into ordinary versions. And rather than doing benefit to anybody, they do harm, akalyan. This is one thing. When you listen from mind. The second thing is listening from heart. When you listen, by going into the depth, gehrai, you imbibe it actually. So when Mahavakyas, elevated versions, are heard from the heart, with the depth, gehrai, then Baba said, what happens? This introverted stage leads to benefit. This introverted stage makes you unshakable. This introverted listening makes you stable. This introverted listening makes you patient. This introverted listening makes you humble. So yesterday is Murli. We are dividing in 12 parts. And the first part is the basis. And the first part of yesterday's Murli, Baba is starting with introversion. Antarmukta. Listen with introversion. Listen with depth. Listen from the heart. Don't listen from the mind. Don't listen superficially. And listen until you listen with Gyan Yukta stage. Gyan Mai stage. With knowledge full stage. Imbibition will not happen. Imbibe means to drink. Dharana. Listen to Murli as if you are listening to some song. Do you listen song with mind? No. You listen any song with heart. Listen to Murli as if you are hearing some poem. You are enjoying within. You are not trying to memorize anything. You are not struggling, confused. No effort. So effortlessly. It is a song being played. And let that song enter you. It's a poem. It's a music. Soft flowing music. And let that music enter your depth. And unless and until things enter the subconscious mind, they don't turn into dharana. There are two things, conscious mind and subconscious mind. Subconscious mind doesn't understand the language of words. It understands the language of music, pictures, feelings, emotions. So whenever you listen to Murli, let it be like song. Just as you are seeing the music of birds right now. When you listen to this music, you don't want to know its meaning. Or do you? What the birds are saying? Which language? Hindi, English? You have no business with language. You have no business with words, their meanings. Or you don't even make attempt to learn the language of birds. Or do you? What the birds said? What philosophical questions they are raising? You don't think of all this. Why we listen to these birds? Enjoy. Entertainment. And that's why these songs go in depth. And that's why these songs will make somebody very peaceful. Calm. Quiet. Otherwise our nature is always extrovert. Outside. We run always outside. But these things make you introvert. So I feel introversion is not a virtue to be cultivated. Rather, when your conscious mind becomes calm, automatically you become introvert. When things happen effortlessly, naturally, you listen to the birds' music, automatically your thoughts stop. So conscious mind has become dormant and subconscious got activated. And this subconscious mind, then you don't have to tell it what to do. It does on its own. Automatically the song is entering. You just sit with eyes closed. Now listen to this music. What happens? You listen to the music and the music is going within. I am not saying that I am becoming calm, I am becoming peaceful. I am automatically becoming peaceful and calm. So also, now replace this song by Murli. One is, but yes, initially you will have to make effort, attempt to understand Murli. But gradually it should become natural thing. You listen or read, whatever. Reading or listening, anything of these two, the both should become enjoyment. And when you read, let it, you are reading as if you are listening to some song, some music. As if some dancer is dancing and you are enjoying the dance. It's fun. And when it is like this, then only that Murli listening will be a natural process throughout the life. Otherwise, one day you listen with attention, the next your attention is gone. Because your mood has changed. Today you are enthusiastic about Murli, but then something, some difficulty, some difference, some problem arise in life, then you will suddenly lose interest in Murli. You are not interested in Murli at all, because you feel it is the same thing. Then you listen also, and you even tell others, you relate Murli to others, but that is a parrot-like repetition. Just a parrot is repeating. You are soul, you are peaceful soul, you are from Paramdham, God has come, the great destruction is around the corner, imbibe divine virtues, that's it. You can even teach meditation to somebody with a zero experience within. So that's a parrot-like method. You listen, you learn by heart, you go on the stage, take the mic and rattle off. With no experience. Last Sunday's Murli Baba told two type of businessmen, Saudagar. First, those who just relate, Varnan. Second, those who churn. The churning is a process of entertainment. Churning you just enjoy. Churning you don't count time. Or you decide that 1 hour I have to churn. It's not like that. Two friends are meeting after 10 years. They start talking after dinner and it is morning and they don't realize. Why? If the same person is given a security job, he will see now 2 hours are remaining, 3 hours are remaining, then I will go to my room and sleep. He's counting time. Why? Because the job is not to his liking. But meeting a friend, you spend hours together and you never realize how the time has passed. Similar manner, Murli, listening, Murli, reading, Murli, churning, should become a joy and entertainment. I myself have seen, I have spent sometimes 4 hours, sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours, reading only one Murli, and I have not got tired. Not just reading Murli, forget any other job, any other task. Because everything is a journey. Don't make it a tedious task. What we do, what is the tendency of humankind is to go in horizontal line. We are at A, we want to reach B. Then we reach B, we want to reach C. When we reach C, we want to go to D. This is not the method. The method is something else. The method should be, go in depth. When you reach A, now you go to A1. When you reach A1, now go to A2. When you reach A2, you go to A3. The same Mahavakya, the same line of Murli. You're going, entering into depth, into depth, into depth, into depth. You know, which are the trees who grow very tall? A tree is there. It has grown very tall. Only those trees who can penetrate into the ground, who go into the depth, gehrai. Only these trees have courage to grow and touch the skies. Now, what is the problem in going in depth, you know? There is darkness there. It is unknown. The depth, there is unknown. It is darkness. There is a total uncertainty. And there is a sometimes blockage. We really don't know what to do. Go inside. Everybody is talking. Go in. Like for this yesterday's Murli, everybody is messaging. Yesterday's Murli is very deep, very deep, very deep, very deep. It was very good. It was very good. It was very good. It was excellent. It was wonderful. It was beauteous. It was just like Avyakta Murli. But what you did it with it? You just glorified it, Mahima. That's it. There are two ways of killing a great man. You know, when a saint comes on earth, Jesus Christ, Mahavira, Buddha, Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, or anybody, any great soul who enters the planet earth, there are two methods of destroying that soul. First, kill the person, like Jesus Christ they killed. Second, start worshipping that person. Have picture, have aarti every day. Then you don't have to become like that person. You are in fact indirectly killing that person, because you are converting into a object of worship. So when somebody is converted into an object of worship, you don't have to become like, oh, she was Dadi Janki, you are Dadi Janki, she did it. But that doesn't mean that I have to do it. I can only worship. She is different, I am different. You create that dichotomy, distance. This is what happens. So, Baba says, go in depth. What is going in depth? Depth of every line of today's Murli. What is there in today's Murli? In today's Sakar Murli, 15th. In blessing, Baba said, your karma should become an object of burning your sanskars. Such a deep statement. Utilize karma as a means to destroy your old sanskars. You don't have to go in monastery and sit in jungle and in Himalaya and contemplate, I have to destroy my sanskar, I have to destroy my sanskar. My sanskar is bad, it is not good. You don't have to go anywhere. Go, your karma, every karma throughout the day should become a means, an instrument, nimitta, for destroying your old sanskars. So create karma that manner. Make your karmas like that, actions like that. So for going in depth, first of all, you need introversion. Introversion, and before introversion, two more things, silence, solitude, and then introversion. Introversion is the result of silence and solitude. Maun, ekant, ultimately leads to introversion. Everybody says, become antamukhi, antamukhi. But how? How to become antamukhi? With so many activities on the surface, you are seva, seva, seva. People, seva has made everybody extrovert. Because that seva is just action. That is just, you have become workaholic. Just as people are alcoholic, this is workaholic. And addiction to seva. Introspection is a part of introversion. Introverted means to go within. Personal feelings, personal. Psychology defines introversion in different manner. While dictionary means, introversion means a shy person, a reserved person, a taciturn person who speaks less, who is fearful, not sociable. It is actually an abuse in the Western world to be introvert. They feel that person is inferior. And they have methods to show how to become extrovert, how to become sociable, how to interact with everybody, how to be have a nice personality. They talk in this manners. But then there, that is a Western definition of introversion and extroversion. In fact, our definition is not, Baba's definition of antarmukta is not about introvert and extrovert. Actually, this word itself is very inferior word. Because in Western philosophy, introversion and extroversion are two types of personalities. While introversion, which Baba is talking, that is about meditativeness. It's not about becoming totally silent, shy, reserved, unsociable, to depart, to go in some Himalaya and stop talking with the world. But because this introversion, our introversion is complete meditativeness. Our introversion is consciousness. When you are doing everything consciously, like conscious eating, conscious drinking, conscious walking, conscious karmas, conscious operation of mobile phone, everything you are doing consciously. So when you do anything consciously, you cannot make any error. When you are knocked off unconscious, then errors happen. Conscious eating. You know what is the philosophy of conscious eating? This is a great topic. I think a whole class should be devoted to this. Conscious eating. When you are drinking consciously, you are feeling, what is it? How do I feel? You are hungry. It's not hungry or thirsty, you immediately gulp down one glass of sugarcane juice. You see it. Okay. How I am feeling? What is it? And then you drink slowly. And you will find you drank only half and your hunger is gone. Because it is a conscious eating. You understand what body needs, how much it needs, what time it needs in one quantity, what time it needs. In the similar manner, there is conscious listening of Murli. Conscious hearing of Murli. Conscious narration of Murli. Consciously giving speech classes. One is to speak like parrot. Baba said, Maya's shadow is cast on it. And your Mahavakya become ordinary Vakyas. And they are filled with impure vibrations of Maya. That's why Baba says, Baba's introversion is not Western world's introversion and extroversion. This philosophy is not there. Or the psychological introversion is not Baba's Antarmukta. Baba's Antarmukta is very different. It has a tinge of meditativeness or watchfulness or sakshi or silence or maun and ekant. All these things are combined with Baba's introversion. So go in depth means, first of all, straight away go in silence. Straight away go in solitude, in some solitary place. If you have to revise some Murli, you have to spend at least 6 to 8 hours in silence. Without it, it is not possible. To speak one line here, 1 minute, you need 1 hour of churning. One line means 1 hour of churning is needed. 1 minute means 1 hour of churning. If you have to speak 30 minutes, so you need 30 hours of churning. Means you have to churn whole day. Not only when you go in silence or solitude, you are working in any department, but you are just churning Murli inside. Deep within. So that is going into the depth. The tree is going in the depth. There is a darkness. There is a soil there. It doesn't know where the roots will go. But the more it will go down, the tree will become stronger. The roots will become stronger and tree will go up, 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 up and up. And there will be, the more the depth, the more mature you become. The more the depth, the more stronger you become. The more the depth, the more taller you grow. The more the depth, you move from A to A1, A to A3, A4, A5, A6, A7, A9. Going into the depth only of A, rather than move from A to B, B to C, C to D, and reaching Z. And after Z, there is a hell. And there is a nothing. What? You have revised the Murli. At 4 places. One Murli you have taken, you learn it by heart and you are given 4 classes. And after 4 classes, there is a blank. You are attacked by Maya. Because this was extroversion. It was not introversion. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Each and every effort making child, first of all, definitely has to adopt the stage of introversion. a lot of benefits is merged in introversion. It is only by having this stage that you can be unshakable, constant, patient, humble, imbibe divine virtues and achieve a completely knowledgeful stage. When you are not introverted, you cannot achieve a completely knowledgeful stage. This is because if you don't imbibe the elevated versions that you hear personally and you don't go into their depths but just repeat the elevated versions you hear, then those elevated versions are simply versions. If the elevated versions are not heard in a knowledgeful stage, then Maya's shadow is cast on those elevated versions. When you simply repeat the elevated versions you hear, they are influenced by the impure vibrations of Maya, and then instead of you and other benefiting from them, loss is experienced. Hence, O children, become completely introverted. Sakar Murli, 14th April 2021. Om Shanti.